Yeah.
That's right. This is Connect the Dots radio show. It's important to keep on dancing and prancing and vibrating your body. That's what living is all about. Not sitting totally still. I mean, there are times for that, but if you want to have fun, you need to get out there on the dance floor. You know? You really do. For your own benefit. No one else's. For your own benefit. Hey, and it becomes contagious. People dancing, having a good time, inspire others to dance and have a good time. These are important things in the game of life and you living your existence here on planet Earth. Very important. This is Connect the Dots radio show on the BBS Internet Radio Network. I like to call it Radio Free America. Yeah, because we can speak the truth here. And, hey, it is a call-in radio show. The number is 888-627-6008 or 888-627-6008. If you got a phone, you can stay in this show. But if not, you just listen because there is always plenty of information pouring across the airwaves. This is an educational show, guaranteed to make you a smarter person by the end of the show. Just like the book, Connect the Dots Theory. Yeah, it's a book. It's been out there for, wow, years now. Hey, but it was written and designed to enlighten people, to wake them up to a bigger picture, to help them understand why things are the way they are. Yeah. And it was the intent and is the intent of Connect the Dots Theory. You can download it if you go looking for it. Google can give you the first 43 pages free, but it's a theory to logically explain why things are the way they are. Plus, it's much more than that, too. But by correlating the visually observable happenings in life with the many invisible forces that are affecting things from behind the scenes, when the invisible missing pieces of the big picture puzzle of life are correctly connected to the visible ones, everything immediately falls into place. You understand what's going on, why it is what it is. You see, the individual lives of all humans on planet Earth are being watched and interacted with by several more spiritually and technologically evolved intelligences that choose to usually remain unseen. There are definitely rules of play. That's right, rules of play that regulate the extent to which these unseen conscious entities can interact with mankind. It is these rules of interaction that prohibit these more evolved beings from simply showing themselves to us and revealing to the masses the scientific explanations regarding the mysteries of our universe. Unfortunately for the planet Earth, for the people of planet Earth, the evil spirit beings and other unjust extraterrestrials, like the Greys, Nigerians, blah, 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 reptilians, etc., do not obey these contact restriction laws of the universe, and as such have been continuously interfering in the affairs of mankind for a long time. The ongoing rebellious behavior by the violators of the universe's laws is one of the main reasons that life on Earth for humans is so difficult. To truly comprehend all of the invisible, non-physical forces at play that affect people living on planet Earth, the person needs to educate themselves as to what has already been revealed to only a small number of humans throughout the ages. A portion of this esoteric knowledge will be re-revealed and connected in as many ways as possible within the text of Connect the Dots. Because Connect the Dots theory is a self-teaching guidebook that has been designed to be referenced like a dictionary and not read just once, I decided to incorporate numerous, numerous word highlighting features that I envision would be helpful in easily ascertaining the content of any page with just a 1 second glance when searching to find and reread a specific portion of the text. Hey, I tried to make it easy. I was inventive, and I did succeed, believe me. And you'll only know how much I succeeded until you read this text, Connect the Dots Theory. That's where I got the name for the show. Anyhow, well, Connect the Dots Theory, when you read it, will in many ways cut new paths through the woods for you, the reader. Each chapter starts with page number one, followed by page number two, number three, etc. You, the reader, will have no problem with this arrangement, since at the top of each page is an identification of the chapter you're reading. For the purpose of maintaining the info easier to assimilate, absolutely no words at the end of a line will be hyphenated. The expanded definitions in Chapter 1 are literally groundbreaking. If you don't know about them, well, you need to read the book and find out. Because we need new definitions for reality, not the lies of the propaganda government school systems. Anyhow, this theory boldly and logically solves some of the classic riddles of life that have perplexed the minds of humans throughout the ages. This theory, Connect the Dots Theory, will provide photographic proof. Proof! That's right. 35 photographic proof of the existence of invisible things and or beings that leave light trails when they move about in the nighttime sky. That's right. There might be a movie around in your backyard, but you'll never know unless you take the right proper camera equipment and go see for yourself. But in this book, there's plenty of pictures to incite you to go do that, because the proof is in the pictures. These things do exist. Chapter 2 of Connect the Dots Theory provides a detailed summary of the amazing events that started me, the author, on a 15-year truth-seeking journey, which enlightened me enough to finish the text. The photo enlargements in chapters 2 and 3 reveal some truly amazing things that are happening in the nighttime sky right now in North America. The in-depth analysis of what has been captured on film will be provided for virtually every photo enlargement. I'm explaining what you're looking at in the photo. And I'll tell you a real interesting thing I found out. Invisible entities flying around that leave light trails, they like spruce trees. So if you have a spruce tree in your backyard, get yourself a camera with a V setting, go out there and start photographing for yourself. And in that case, seeing will be believing. You know, you need to use real film. Digital stuff can be altered, and it's not valid proof. And speaking of valid proof, you know, I've done my best to try to connect with the light beings that are here, known as the Galactic Confederation. You know, that are have supposedly been here helping since 2012. And you can find out a little about them by going to the portal, 2012portal.blogspot.com, and find out what's been going on for the last 13 years. And it's been a slow, tedious thing. And there's hundreds of stories, well, at least dozens of stories about things that they have claimed they've been doing to free the human race from the prison planet we're on. Yeah, apparently it's a prison planet more than we ever believed, much more than the talk shock jocks that get on there and call it a prison planet. They don't know half the game. But anyhow, you know, it still comes down to, we've been told these things for the last 13 years that they've been doing. They've been clearing this. They've been taking implants out of us. They've been breaking down the veil. They've been doing these giant creatures of negative frequencies. They've been dismantling them. And they've been doing this, that, and everything else under the sun. But at the same time, unfortunately, they haven't given us any proof. And there's nothing but cartoon pictures of them circulating around social media. And, of course, official governments, they're all controlled by the dark side, the evil negative ET races from bad places in the galaxy. The reptilians, the Dracos, the Greys. We've heard many stories about them, and we've even heard stories about battles between U.S. forces and the Greys. You know? These disgusting, soulless creatures that actually stink, I heard, too. But anyhow, they are in league with the evil military groups in the world. Yes, there's good military groups and evil military groups. Anyhow, I've done my best to try to communicate with this with so few avenues of communication, only with emails and stuff like that. And I even recently went to one of the workshops held by the so-called representative of the Galactic Confederation, these human called Cobra, and yes, I did meet him, and he is human. And I got a little inch or two closer where I could, after that, be given the opportunity to communicate with these creatures from the galactic, you know, via email only, which is an inferior form of communication. And in some cases, actually, telepathy is an inferior form of communication. I'll agree to that point with anybody, anytime, any place, anywhere, and you'll lose the argument, believe me. And I'm qualified to make that statement because I'm not worried about whether everyone agrees with me or not. When I speak the truth, I speak with from my heart, and I know what I know. Of course, you can prove me wrong, but still part of the group, someone wrong. But you're welcome to join. Anyhow, I asked to meet with them to show them how they could bring the med beds. Apparently, these Galactic Confederation people, I don't know whether they're chickens, cowards, or just, irrationally afraid to take time. You know, the point, they so far they cleared all the anomalies away, freed us from all these other controls, yet they're still afraid to take actions, you know? And after promising us all these good things, like med beds, replicators, just like you see on the Star Trek shows, you know, give me a hot tea, light on the lemon, and the machine makes it for you, you know? And they can be used to make not only foods, but other things, too. And they promised to give us this stuff, or coaxed us on into believing they were going to just drop out of the sky, land, and give it each one of us a replicator. And everybody will have access to unlimited med beds. But, you know, it was all talk. You know, I hope they still come through on this, but, you know, it hasn't happened. And they keep, like, pushing, as the saying goes, moving the goalposts down the road. You know, this is going on now, whether you know about it or not, and I'm speaking about it because I do know about it, and I've been following it for years. So I, to try to break the Galactic Confederation's fear of taking actions, even though the meditations have said, yes, we want you to take actions, you know? But they're afraid to move. They don't know what to do, you know? They're just like, they don't have the thinking abilities of trained human minds, apparently. Because we always know what to do. Those of us on Earth know what to do. We know what we know. It's called knowingness, and we know how to make decisions and make it on the spot. And apparently, these Galactic Confederation superior technologies, weapons and all that shit, you know, and true healthcare don't know how to do that. It's frustrating, you know? So I asked to meet with them to show them, like, there's nothing to fear. You can bring the med beds down now, and you don't have to worry about any repercussions. And the answer I received, well, at least I guess I'm communicating with them via emails passed on, via emails, whatever, was no. We can't meet with you. Well, what kind of bullshit is that, you know? Here you tell me is you got 99% of the obstacles out of the way, and you don't want to even meet with me. Meanwhile, it's on record from your own admissions. You met with the Russians, you met with the U.S. and the Chinese, and they all told you to go fuck yourself. They didn't want any part of you. Yet you don't want to meet with people who want to meet you. You know, this crazy idea that people on Earth were going to follow our leaders, you're out of your fucking mind if you think that. So it's not like that. We despise our leaders, even in America. We know they're crooks, liars, deceivers, and don't have the wisdom to do anything. And, you know, you better get rid of this idea you're going to land on Earth and meet with world leaders, because those are the bad guys. Please, how stupid can you Galactic Confederation people be? The real people are not the politicians, are not the big corporate executives. They're the poor people. You know, our necessity is the mother of invention, and that's how we gain our wisdom. By being poor and inventive. The people with the money have no idea what it is to be inventive. They don't. They never had, and they never will. You know? It's kind of like that teaching from Jesus. It's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than a rich man to enter the heavenly realms, if you can comprehend what that's talking about, but it's something to think about. And these are important things I'm talking about. You know, this is happening right now behind the scenes. Certain things have definitely happened. The sun has gotten hotter. Time is moving faster. We all can perceive these things. But what's with this Galactic Confederation group that, you know, it wants to keep itself hidden? I also transmitted them a message of within the last week of, like, you need to start showing yourselves visually, you know? Even if it's on the airwaves, you know, you've been bragging for years that when you're finally going to land, you're going to take over all the communications. Well, do it now and show us what you look like. And don't worry about repercussions, you know? You can't live out of fear, and you're acting out of fear by afraid to be doing common sense things. The world wants to know of your existence. Don't think you're going to wait to the day before you land and say, oh, we're coming down tomorrow. That's going to put everyone into shock. Not that it's really shocking them, but what the hell? You had all this time to start showing pictures of what you really look like, because we don't want to see the cartoon characters of what you look like. We want to see what you really look like. And if you're ashamed of what you look like, what the hell is wrong with you? You know, you want to bring us into the rest of the galaxy, but you're not willing to show your face and give us a real glimpse. You're keeping us in the dark, just like our own leaders do. We don't like that. And we don't think it's good the way you're going about this. And I think I speak for the whole human race when I say these things. And I'm very annoyed that they're not willing to, you know, listen to our suggestions. They're not willing to include us in the decision-making factors. Well, you know, well, what kind of freedom is that? What is it? Meet the new boss just like the old boss? You know? We don't go for that kind of bullshit, you know? You want to... You know, you shouldn't have come here and made all these claims about things you're bringing us, and you didn't have the decency even to show what you really look like, which matters whether you know it or not, or are you afraid we might not like the way you look? What kind of a, you know, fear-based reality are you living in, you know? If your gestures are good and your sincerity is good and you make good on what you say, which you really haven't so far, and guess what? I have to just get on your case here, you know? I might just be a single human being, but I'm not afraid to tell this Galactic Confederation. They claim to have billions of ships in our solar system. Well, with that much power, what's preventing you from just landing? You can... And you, like you said, you're going to hunt down the bad guys and get rid of them for us. Yeah, we like that, okay? But don't talk about it and not do it. Don't talk about med-bed machines and not give it to everyone. And stop telling us that the people living on the surface of Earth who think of ourselves as the only ones, stop telling us we're the last one that's going to be taken care of. We don't like hearing that, especially for 13 years in a row, and telling us about all the great things you've done. You freed the subterranean humans. You got rid of the reptilians hiding underground. You got rid of the Dracos in the Theric layer. Telling us everything in the fucking world except what we want to hear. We want to hear, what are you going to do for us, and when are you going to come and fulfill these promises about these great gifts you just say you're bringing? You haven't given a shit. You know? Where's the free energy? Where's the replicators? Where's the methods? We need them now. People are dying. And they're not going to make it to the event, which is a whole other topic, simply because you guys are taking too fucking long to come through on the things you've been talking about. And I hate to use that language, but I have to, because I am so annoyed with the lack of responsive behavior on the part of this Galactic Confederation. And then here's an interesting thing that came up when I was at the, you know, I had a signed agreement not to reveal the important details, but some interesting things came up in the conversation. I asked Cobra, because it was a question and answer time, and I asked him, like, what's the difference between the Galactic Confederation and the Galactic Federation? And he tried to play it like they don't know who the Galactic Federation is. They're duplicates or copycats or whatever. And he just tried to avoid the question. He wasn't willing to answer that question. And maybe he doesn't know. And maybe they don't know. How could that possibly be? We, the people, know that. They're out there talking about how great the new reality is going to be, the Galactic Federation. And they're here to give us all gifts and stuff, just like the other people, the Galactic Confederation. So that's it. Who's the real guys, the Galactic Confederation or the Galactic Federation, makes you think, you know? And while you're thinking, you know, you've been talking all of these things about, all these things you've been doing, of which we have no proof of whatsoever, nor have you even attempted to offer us proof. You just keep telling us, yeah, we did this, we did that, we did this, we did that, you know? And you haven't proved anything. Meanwhile, anybody who knows their, is a science fiction fan, of which I am, back in the early 60s, I believe 61 maybe, there was this Twilight Zone. Actually, Twilight Zone started maybe 59, 60 in the last century, 1959, 1960, 1961. The famous Twilight Zone. I mean, if you don't like science fiction, you probably heard of it. And they had this episode called To Sir Man. And it basically starts off, people from the galaxy somewhere land a spacecraft at the United Nations headquarters in Manhattan. And by the way, this was the initial plan that they told us in 2012 when they first opened up the portal.blogspot.com, you know, 2012 portal.blogspot.com. In fact, it's up there now if you go look at it. They have, like, refreshing some of the things they've done. In the beginning, that's exactly what they said. They were planning on coming to Earth and landing at the UN. So anyhow, back to the Twilight Zone. We're talking 1960, whatever, around that time. In the last century, you know, that's figured out 65 years ago. Yeah. And of course, you know, Twilight Zone never claimed to be truth. It was storytelling. And they had this story called To Serve Man. And this flying saucer lands on the lawn of the UN. This 8-foot or 9-foot guy walks in. Telepathically communicates with anybody. He isn't verbally saying anything, but we could, you know, hear what his thoughts were. And he says, we're going to do this for you. We came here to help you out. We'll show you how to put chemicals in the soil and grow things better and stuff like that. And he actually did a few things to help humanity out. And the meanwhile, the Galactic Confederation of today, they haven't done shit for us, for what we can see. You know, it's all been talk, and we're supposedly, you know, we're gullible people. We try to believe what people tell us, or galactic beings tell us. So anyhow, as the show goes on, he's talking at the UN. He gets questions, some cool questions, like the Russian guy says, what is your ulterior motive? A good question. And the telepath, 8-foot-tall, 9-foot-tall telepath being says, we're only here to help you. And then he goes on about the things we'll do to make your crop grow better and all that. And they do help them out with that. Information turns out to be accurate. And he leaves the book before he leaves to go back to his spacecraft. Of course, I got to wonder, How did the military allow them to get away that fast? I mean, by the amount of message was talking to the UN, they would have had the whole sky covered with aircraft, like, what the hell is going on? They're ready to shoot it down. So anyhow, he leaves the UN, he leaves a book on the table as he walks out. And the title in English says, "To Serve Man." So everybody thinks, well, that's good, you know? But the rest of the book is written in their language. The names of the beans were called the cannabis. And goes on, all the advice they gave to the earthlings was helping the people of Earth out. They got friendly with us, and then they started to offer trips for people to visit their world, you know? And they would land their spacecrafts, and people would be lining up just like in the airport to take the trip to visit their world. And as the, meanwhile, this has been going on for about 10 years now, these communications with this group. It's been 13 years with the communication going on with the Galactic Confederation. I'm not saying they're as bad as these cannabis, but there is a similarity there. Talking about meeting at the UN, meeting with world leaders. And so there was a group that from the beginning was asked to decipher what's actually in this book they left. The title clearly said in English, "To Serve Man," but all the rest of it was some unknown language, and they people were working on it for almost 10 years. And as the story ends, with a man and a woman working on it, the man says, you know, I guess I'm going to be like everybody else. I'm going on the trip to visit their world because everything seems to be honky-dory good. And as he's getting on the plane at the airport, or getting on the spacecraft at the airport, the woman comes running out through the gate. You could do those things back in 1960. And she tells him, "Don't go. It's a cookbook." Get it? To Serve Man. And that's what it is. He's stuck on the craft headed to their world. And that's what they're doing. They give him plenty of meals. They want to fatten them up for the slaughter when they get there, because that's what they were. They were cannibals. Their name, cannibals, and they had sucked the human race into voluntarily going to their planet where they would be slaughtered for food and served. To Serve Man. Well, there's a very similar situation with this Galactic Confederation. It offered us really no proof of anything. And they're talking, too, about when they finally land, eventually they're going to load us all aboard their spacecraft and take us wherever. Some place we don't know anything about. Can we trust them? Yeah? And where are the medbeds? Where are the replicators? Where, you know, at least in the Twilight Zone episode, the aliens did give scientific information on how to grow crops more healthier by putting additional minerals in the soil. But anyhow, that's kind of like the paradox of what is going on now. How much can we trust these beings? I mean, I want to trust them, you know. I went to the workshop. The man who represents them, Cobra, he's a human being, definitely. Seems like a good guy. But the fact that he didn't know about the Galactic Federation, how could you not know about a group that's pretending to be you guys, or it's an additional group vying for control of the human race? And it's, you know, these are questions that need to be answered and rectified. At the same time, I hope everything they have said to us has been truthful. But at the same time, the red flags have been going up. They keep moving the goalposts. First, it was going to be the problem was going to be solved, nip, 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 fast. Then it was, oh, we had a back, you know, we had some setbacks. And then it was more setbacks. And then as the same goals, the goalposts kept moving on down the road. And we're, here we are, 2025. Of course, the great news is they say the 1221 portal was opened up in the last week of August. And this is going to make things move real fast. Well, it's not moving fast enough. I mean, the only visible signs I can personally see, basically, are the sun is hotter and time is moving faster. But we knew time was moving faster long before these creatures even got to our world and claimed to be our saviors, so to speak. And now they've eliminated much of the bad anomalies that they could be free to act and do things. So we'll land on the planet and give us the things we need. Don't, you know, it was a funny joke. It was a joke, but it's a sad joke, but a reality spoken when I was at the workshop in New York. And I'm not giving away any trade secrets here or anything like that. But in the question and answer period, you know, somebody asked, so what are we supposed to do? Grow old and die? Everybody laughed. Well, if they don't do things fast enough, many people are going to grow old and die, and they're going to miss out on the event. And I hear that's why everybody on Earth is really here. We came here to experience the event, even though our minds were erased when we were born because of the harsh restrictions put on by the dark side. But these are important things to be thinking about now. And if you're listening to my advice, you need to go out to the portal, 2012portal.blogspot.com, and pay attention to what's going on and get a review of what's happened in the last 13 years. You know, and a lot of the other information doesn't quell. You know, it was mentioned at the workshop I was in that the 9/11 taking down of the towers was in retaliation for good things being done. Well, I think that's kind of, you know, I can't agree with that. You know, I can't agree with that at all. First, the dark side's been ruling our world for hundreds of thousands of years, literally. And, you know, the fact that the trade centers were taken down in a false flag operation, there's a lot more to it than people are willing to talk about. I mean, there's the 3 or 4 geometric top buildings right around the trade centers that could have been used to harness energy from other realms to pulverize the materials. And we have all the videos of the floors below being exploded. And, yeah, we know it's false flag and pre-planned. So if you really look into it, and it's in my book, Connect the Dots Theory, I have the pictures of the trade centers in light form in two adjacent crystals that I saw were laying on the windowsill. As I walked by, I recognized it right away. Those are the trade centers in light forms, exactly as they looked in downtown Manhattan, were in these two small adjacent triangles when the sunlight was hitting them at the proper angle. So that tells me that this thing about taking those buildings down, they knew the geometry of two identical buildings looking like the trade centers can be focused energetically within a pyramid. They had to know that. That's why they built them like that. And they didn't start building them until, like, I don't know, was it 1969 or something like that, or 70? You know, forget the date, but around that time. So this, the idea that this was taking down the trade centers was a punishment for light forces doing something to the negative dark forces that have been controlling our world and still control our world. I don't buy that. doesn't make any sense, knowing all the other related information. And I've warned them about this. I have communicated this in the last couple of weeks to the Galactic Confederation about the buildings downtown Manhattan and the Freedom Tower. And now it sits on top of a perfect cube. And it's been given to mankind back in the early 1970s, Dr. Hertog's book, The Keys of Enoch, explaining how pyramids can be used to alter reality, especially if you put two of them next to each other, and that this is done regularly throughout the universe by good forces or bad forces. Apparently the science is there. So why is there a giant cube at the bottom of the Freedom Tower? And why is there eight triangular sides, four going up and four going pointing down? You know? And what about the unique pictures that I've put in my book of what it looks like, the antenna, very geometric, all kinds of special geometries put together there. You know, something like that could be a weapon. And nobody's talking about it. Nobody's even thinking about it. Nobody's really looking into it, but I offer a lot of evidence in regard to that in my book, Connected Dots Theory. Again, it's a book designed to make you a smarter person in one night and help explain many of the mysteries going on. Just to talk about mysteries, just today, and this isn't the first time I heard it, there was somebody posted something on Twitter about the moon. Our moon is not real. It's hollow. And I've heard this hollow theory for decades. But this particular one said the moon was towed into orbit around the Earth about 13 years ago. It's hollow and it has like a cube in the center for mind control purposes on the human race. And if you don't know anything else about cubes and the moon and stuff like that, you might believe that. And there are such things called architectural spheres, but you wouldn't know about that unless you read the fifth apocryphal revelation given to humanity. And whether the moon is one of them or not, that's debatable. And whether it was brought there 13,000 years ago, that's also debatable. I mean, because it, well, we have, we can kind of like disprove that or certainly call to question by that. If you know your Sumerian history with the Anunnaki and their 12 planets came into our solar system 445,000, 450,000 years ago, and they recognized the Earth as having a moon, and they listed it actually as a sort of a planet. You know, the moon is pretty big. But so what happened to that moon? If they towed in a fake moon 13,000 years ago, what happened to the other moon that was recognized hundreds of thousands of years ago? And then if you go back even further in time, from the fifth apocryphal revelation, there is the mention that the moon and the Earth were the same size at one time, and the Earth just happened to gather more material floating around and became bigger. Yeah. All these things should be considered. But how many people are really interested in any of this? But they ought to be, because our world is coming to a focal point here. It's going to change. There's the event coming. That will probably be the biggest thing. And whether these galactic beings who land are good guys or bad guys, they could be another group of bad guys trying to get rid of the good, the bad guys that are still ruling our governments. I figured that they're not, but at the same time, the similarities between that Twilight Zone episode and how these Galactic Confederation people have been presenting themselves from the beginning, and they're very elusive. They don't tell you about the details about who they are. They want to give you fake cartoon pictures of what they look like. They don't want to show you what the real spaceship looks like. Yeah, I got all these photos that are appearing, coming out of clouds, so-called motherships or something like that. Of course, we've seen this in the science fiction movies already. For decades, we've seen about the motherships and the big galactic craft, and the same goes back two, three decades we've been seeing this show, maybe four decades. And so, you know, who are we to believe, you know? And how many times are the galactic beings good? Rarely. They're mostly bad ones. the story of the bad galactic beings have been floating around for almost 100 years, if not more. And these are things we need to be addressing, and we need to be focusing our energy, you know, our consciousness. We need to be envisioning things that bring up our consciousness, envisioning pillars of white light, pillars of blue light, multicolored pillars of white, pink, blue, and green. Emerald frequencies. We need to be envisioning this in the mind, that little screen that pops up in your mind. And while it's popping up in your mind, hey, this is a call-in radio show. The number here is 888-627-6008. You know, sometimes nobody calls in, and I kind of wonder, am I really broadcasting here? Is anybody actually listening to the show? The fact that talking about these amazing things and nobody has anything, even out of curiosity, to call in about? You know? I wonder if, you know, I believe I'm plugged in. I try to hear people listen to my show just to tell me, yeah, I heard your show. But the fact that nobody, and most weeks, well, nobody calls in on my show, and doesn't bother me, but are people that disinterested in these things I'm talking about? Because very few people are talking about what I'm talking about, you know? Meanwhile, you know, the message is project love. Hey, but I was saying that back in my book when I wrote it. You know, most of what I wrote in the book was back in the late 1990s, and I was talking then about projecting love, gathers love. You know, it's a philosophical thought. So, is everybody, nobody has an opinion no more. Does nobody follow what's going on behind the scenes with galactic beings? Is everybody happy with the Disney Channel? Is everybody so brain dead they can't think beyond what the cell phone tells them to think about? I mean, it's kind of, awesome in a bad way. But whatever it is, what it is, you know. And what I have to say is, you know, we're really all teachers. When a person reveals one of their supernatural or unexplainable experience to others, that inspires the listeners to disclose their stories. Through this exchange of information, more pieces to the big picture of life easily fall into place. Subsequently, we enlighten each other during this process of sharing, and simultaneously our individual and collective consciousnesses evolve via this type of teaching, learning experience. And just one more statement about my book, Connected to Us Theory. It's out there. Get it. Become an educated person. There is enough correlated information in this theory to provide the concerned and caring people of planet Earth with the pertinent knowledge needed to end the ongoing wrongful manipulation of mankind and then establish a fairer and better way of doing things. And that's what we should be focusing on. And talk about collective, the collective ways of the human race. On October 9th, that was 2 days ago, at Central Park, Strawberry Fields, Central Park, New York City, I attended the celebration of John Lennon's 85th birthday, or what would have been his 85th birthday. Right? Was assassinated back in 1980, and here it is 45 years later, and hundreds of people show up on his birthday to celebrate it. You know, Beatles John Lennon, because he was that great of a person and loved by that many people. And we all sing Beatles songs, John Lennon songs, and it's a collective joyous experience. And if you haven't never attended it, well, maybe there's next year. If we're still on planet Earth, who the hell knows how this is going to play out. I wish it would happen soon, though, because those of us that are anticipating the future, peace on Earth, I mean, these are things that John Lennon was singing about and advocating, you know, 50 years ago. If not longer, you know? Imagine, you know? The great song, Imagine. And peace on Earth, you know? These were things he was advocating. No doubt that's why he was assassinated. Because world controllers don't want peace, just like the wars going on today. In fact, There is some funny mockery about the happenings of today with the wars and stuff. Trump, you know, claiming he's going to end this and that, and he was all going to do all that in 24 hours when he was running for president. But last week, this is New York City here. I'm in New York City, and it, late tonight, or at 11:30, the real Saturday Night Live is going to be doing comedy, and just about every show starts with the Trump scene, and last week was the first Trump scene they did with the guy who plays Trump now, and they're making fun of a sad situation, but they got Trump out there bragging like he brags about everything and saying, hey, I ended all the wars except the two big ones. And he babbles on about more things. Live in New York, Saturday Night Live. Well, if you can pick up that show tonight, I guarantee there'll be some more Trump amusing things. I mean, he's just making the headlines left and right. He's Trumping it, you know, and changing the world. And, you know, we'll just have to see what happens. Meanwhile, He doesn't listen to the Galactic Confederation either. You know, they tried to get the Russians to not invade Ukraine, and they were given the finger and told to get lost. Chinese people, when the Galactic Confederation tried to approach them, they wanted to shoot down their spacecraft if they were capable of. Of course, they weren't, but they wanted to get violent against them or even suggesting something is world peace. So you think this Galactic Confederation would come to their senses and realize now where the government is going to go along with what we want, because all the governments are controlled by the evil guys who want war to keep people under control. You know, the major theme of the famous 1984 book in 1984 Money, the wars are kept going for control of the masses. How sickening. Hey, listen, we'll be coming to the end of the show. If you are listening, tell your friends to tune in next week. Tell them that they have a phone and something important to say. This show is an opportunity to get your two cents out there. And meanwhile, if you like the show, hey, go to BBS Internet Radio, the schedule. I'm listed as 8 p.m. Central Time, you know, on a Saturday night, Station 1. You'll find the name of the show, Connect the Dots. My name, Tom Edison. I'm the host. Click on either one of those titles, Connect the Dots or Tom Edison, and scroll down until you get to subscribe. Please subscribe to my show. It's the only way I can make any money. I mean, when you're on internet radio, you don't get paid to do the show. You pay the technicians and the engineers to put your show out there. But if you, the listener, would subscribe to my show, that would be helpful in covering the cost of doing this radio show. I've been doing it for 7 years now. And that's a lot of money I've spent out to educate the world and give people real truth and talk about the things nobody else is going to talk about. So, you know, I'm the worker. I'm doing the show. The worker deserves his wages. Do your part by listening, thinking, and gratitude of all the knowledge you've gained by listening to the show, and subscribe to my show and pass the word. This is the show to gain knowledge from. But hey, you're willing to pay $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 a year for a stupid college education that won't teach you one tenth of what you can learn listening to my show. You can find it in your heart to pay $299, $599, $999, you know, or more if you really feel, you know, that you learned something here, and if you got the money to. You're loaded with money. We'll spread some of the money around to the people like me who are doing the work. You know, I'm a teacher. You know, a teacher that doesn't get paid unless the students, you, the listeners, are willing to give of yourself, give of your money to help support me. We all need money to exist in this world. And I don't think I'm asking for too much. And, of course, I have gifts to give. You know, I have the two CD baby albums, Songs Better Than Dylan, 23 songs that are better than Dylan songs, and my American Party songs, 12, like a Beatles concert, 12 songs, party songs. CD baby allows you to listen to them on YouTube for nothing. So do it. And if you find one you like, well, download it for 99 cents. You know, I'll get 90 cents of that. Do your part. Okay, we're coming to the end of the show. I'm going to do the countdown followed by the guitar solo of my song, Are You the Partner in Kind, or I am followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. First song on my CD Baby album titled Songs Better Than Dylan. Okay, Mr. Engineer, music at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just a nobody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody feel alive. One known I was here and took my stand without fear, made it clear my ideas. Stop to look 'cause I caught their eye.